SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों इस वक्त मेरे साथ सुनंदा हैं, जो एक कॉमेडियन हैं, स्टेज आर्टिस्ट हैं और परफॉर्म करने वाली हैं मेलबर्न में बहुत जल्द, और उनके शो का नाम होगा हाउ गे एम आई। तो मेरे साथ सुनंदा हैं इस शो के बारे में और अपने बारे में बहुत सारी बातें बताने के लिए। सुनंदा, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू।
सो लेट्स स्टार्ट विद हाउ गे आर वी, हाउ गे एम आई।
वेरी वेरी मच, बहुत गे हैं।
सो व्हाट इज दिस शो अबाउट? व्हाट इज दिस परफॉर्मेंस अबाउट?
वेल, दिस शो, इट्स अ वन आवर स्टेज शो वेयर आई कंबाइन फॉर्म्स ऑफ स्टोरी टेलिंग एंड आई डू अ कपल डिफरेंट कैरेक्टर्स एज वेल एज सम क्लाउनिंग एंड एन ओरिजिनल सॉन्ग, बट इट ऑल एक्सप्लोर्स माय ओन क्वीरनेस. So I start with the story of how I came out to my parents, my Punjabi parents, about 6 years ago now. But I was also adopted. I was adopted by a Punjabi couple in Bangkok, where they were born and raised in Bangkok. But they adopted me from an orphanage in New Delhi. So all the characters I do they're all queer characters, because I believe that queerness or gayness is something that is genetic. You're born gay. There's no, you know, and then the outside influences, I think, is what shapes how and when you express it, if you can even express it, if you ever become aware of it, how much support you get to truly be yourself. So the different characters I do are an exploration of, like, if one thing had been different in my life, if I had been adopted in London, for example, or if I had not been adopted at all and, you know, had to grow up in the orphanage in India, or grow up on the streets in New Delhi, or, you know, or if I had been, you know, encouraged to be my full extra campy queer self, what would those people be like?
Mm-hmm. Was it tough coming out?
Yeah, it's never easy. I think it's never easy for anybody. And then I don't want to say especially not easy as a Punjabi woman, but that's certainly one of the more difficult experiences I've heard of, because, as you know, it only just became legal in India.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even marriage yet. I have non-Indian friends asking me, oh, so the legalization, is that marriage? And I was like, no, 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 far off. It's just decriminalizing homosexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
And so the attitudes are still, you know, quite homophobic, I would say, in general. I mean, there's homophobia all over the world, in every country, every neighborhood. But I think on what little I see on, like, ZTV and in Bollywood, there's not a lot of acceptance yet. Even though I was very, very excited that this year Ek Ladki Ko Dekha To Aisa Laga came out, because I think that did wonders. I took my parents to go see that 6 years later, because they are still, I mean, they've been very kind and loving and supportive in their own way, but I think they're main concern, like a lot of Indian parents, would be what other people in the community are saying or thinking, because
mm-hmm.
we're quite an aware society like that.
What's your journey as a stage artist? How did that start?
Oh, so I actually came out to my parents as a lesbian, and then the relief of being more in touch with who I was and realizing I had the courage to come out also was the starting point of, or finding the courage to pursue comedy, because I've always loved it, but I did production, working with other creative people, making other people's visions come alive, telling other people's stories. But once I came out, I realized I really have an obsession with comedy. It brings me so much joy to be on stage and to entertain people and to maybe make them think, maybe provoke them a little bit, but mostly make them laugh. And so I thought, hey, if I can be true to myself and be gay, then I can maybe also be true to myself and try to perform and be a comedian. Once I had that realization, I took some improv classes in New York where I was living at the time, and I also took a character workshop. And in the character workshop, I happened to develop two gay characters. And so I thought to myself, these are funny, and what a great way to share that I'm gay. So the next time I went home, I did a very short version of this fringe show that I'm doing, but I did like a 20-minute version of it for my first cousins. I just invited them to a performance venue without telling them why, and just said I was going to perform some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how I came out to my extended family.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then, yeah, and from there, I just, somebody invited me to do a stand-up competition, so I thought, why not? I was trying a lot of different things at the time, so I did this thing called the Magners Big V competition in Bangkok, and surprisingly, I won in Bangkok, and then the following year, then I just kept doing some more stand-up. I thought it was fun, and I liked the honesty of it, so I kept doing it, and then the year after I won the amateur competition, I then traveled to some Asian cities with that same comedy festival, which was nice. And then I at the same time happened to move to Los Angeles for work, and I started doing more comedy at the theaters in Los Angeles. But then I started pursuing sketch comedy, which is more like acting in funny short little skits. I prefer that the most because I like working with other people. So you have other actors on stage, you're working with somebody to write a funny part, you know, and then you get to wear costumes, which I love.
You know, comedy, as I see it, is a very serious business, very tragic business in a way, because a Sikh comedian would laugh at Sardars. An Indian comedian would laugh, would make fun of Indianness. A father will make fun of fatherhood, or mother will make fun of... Can a gay comedian make fun of gays?
Oh, absolutely. But I think you can make fun of gays and how... Because, I mean, gay people are just people, and people have faults. And it's fun to make fun of faults, because when you're making fun of something, you recognize that it exists. And I think... As long as you're not picking on someone, I think, as long as you're taking the attitude of shedding light on the issue. And then what I also like to do is make fun of other people's general population's perception of what is gay. And that's why I've called my show How Gay Am I? Because through the different characters, people in the audience might think that one of the characters is gayer than another, or, you know, but, and then gay people also have that attitude. They actually have, not, I don't want to say all of them, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of lesbians I know, for example, don't include bisexual women in their definition of gay because they think they're not gay enough, if that makes sense. So I think that's a hilarious attitude, because not everybody has to be gay like you are. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own way to be gay, or everybody has their own way to be heterosexual. Or
have you performed in India?
I have. I've done stand-up in Hyderabad.
How was the response there?
It was much better than I expected. It was good. I did stand-up in a comedy club, and I thought, A, people might write me off because I have an annoying American accent that I picked up at the international school in Bangkok. And I thought maybe because of my accent or what I was wearing, and I never grew up in India. I've visited a total of 8 times, I think. And I don't have any family in India. I have one mamu in India. So I don't have much connection with it, being third generation. But they were very warm and welcoming, and people laughed. And there's more of a recognition of the diaspora. Also, knowing that even though I may be third generation Indian Thai, I still share some cultural similarities with them that we can make fun of, or that what the Indian culture I grew up in might even be more repressed than the Indian culture in India.
What's the tragedy of being a comedian? Every profession has a tragedy attached to it. What's your tragedy?
True. Well, I think comedy, first of all, is an attempt to escape tragedy. I think, especially for me, it's a way I deal with my issues, mm-hmm. Is to make light of them. Otherwise, I would be very weighed down by, you know, being gay, being adopted, being a woman in my semi-traditional family. But I think comedy is a way to deal with it. But the tragedy of comedy is, like you said, I think it's okay for me to make fun of women because I'm a woman to a degree. It's okay for me to make fun of gays because I know that experience. It's okay for me to make fun of Indians from Thailand or the Indian diaspora because I know that experience. But the tragedy, I think, is when I make fun of those things and then it makes other people feel like, who don't share my experience, makes them feel safe to also make fun of it.
Mm.
And you have to be like, no, that's not cool for you to say. Only I can say I'm fat.
So you would get it a lot of time, I guess. Tell me a joke.
Oh, yes. When I get that line, I usually tell the joke. I steal from Siri, from the iPhone. Yeah, it's a knock knock.
Who's there?
Tennis.
Tennis who?
Tennis 5+5. And then people leave me alone because they realize I'm quizzing them about math.
Good one. Great. Thank you so much for this very interesting conversation and very revealing indeed. Have a great show and have a great time ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you, and I'll learn more Hindi.
I'll be waiting. I'm looking forward to Hindi.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.